This is That's What It Says in the Yearbook, the Sportscast podcast for busy flight attendants and nurses. I'm your host, Doug. If you want to contact us, saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. That's saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. Today, talking about reviewing a commercial. If you don't like giveaways in your commercials, if you used to watch the Dick Clark specials about commercials where he'd show commercials for an hour, including commercial breaks, if you don't like spoilers in your commercials, this is not the broadcast for you. Motivational tactics. Speaking of motivational tactics, but still off topic, a lot of high school teams, college teams, professional teams, they all have Twitter handles or hashtags, actually, that are marketable and also motivational. And the best one we've seen this year belongs to none other than the Colorado State women's volleyball team, which is climbing in the polls, has really good attendance, and their hashtag is the best in the nation. Hashtag, well, what we're talking about first, we should give you an example, is teams use hashtag row the boat, hashtag keep on chugging, hashtag keep hitting that rock. You get the idea, hashtag keep shoveling. The Colorado State volleyball team, the women's volleyball team, hashtag tear 'em asunder. Tear them asunder, as in tear them asunder. Historical, shortable, tweetable, motivational. It's perfect. The Colorado State Rams look for them in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament, as again, they continue to move up in the polls. Congratulations to them on a really good season so far. So motivational, America West, please, is what we can't say today because we're talking about Southwest Airlines, which has a new commercial making the rounds during games. Maybe you've seen it, where a coach at State, a fictional men's basketball team, which you presume is in the NCAA tournament at this point. The coaches are telling the team, I know, I have faith in you. I know we're going to win today. We are not going to lose. In fact, I have booked our flights. I've booked our airline tickets all the way through the championship game. We are not losing today. We are not going home today. Cut to them losing, and it doesn't work. Accurate. That very ploy has been used in a number of sports. That's true. Whether the commercial was based on something or just written independently, we honestly don't know. But that is accurate. That very ploy has been used. Now, this example has nothing to do with that. In fact, ironically, it's not about planes. It's about the world's shortest road trip at Hofstra University on Long Island in New York. The men's lacrosse team, the current men's lacrosse coach, Coach Seth Tierney, back in 2009, Hofstra was going to host a second-round NCAA tournament game. So before the season, he had the men's lacrosse players buy non-refundable tickets to the second round game at Hofstra. And he said, we are going to make the NCAA tournament. We are going to win our first round game, a relative rarity at Hofstra. We're going to win our first round game, and we are going to play in the NCAA tournament on our home field, in our home stadium. They made the NCAAs, but they did lose in the first round. The ploy doesn't work, and there go the non-refundable tickets. Seth Tierney, we consider to be a really good coach. In this case, we're talking about football coaches at the big-time level, Division I-A coaches that have been bad. They haven't gotten the job done. They failed at a particular job. Yet a lot of them have come up with motivational ploys that would put Hoosiers to shame. People would see the movie or read the book and be like, wow, that's brilliant. In the movies, only the very best coaches come up with motivational tactics no one else could ever dream of. In reality, a number of coaches, for example, rehearse in practice, carrying the coach off the field after a huge upset win. Some really great made-for-Hollywood motivational ploys used by coaches who lost a lot of games, got fired, and were forgotten. But nonetheless, that Southwest commercial, at least as far as we're concerned, is accurate. That's what it says in the yearbook. Thank you for listening.